In today's Taiwan special, I'm going to go through a theory that I developed, and that this is one of the things that was clicking for me within the last few weeks. That Eastern shame culture, there's this shame. You can Google it, research it. Chinese shame, Asian shame, Korean shame, Japanese shame. The Orientals have this shame culture. Actually, I think Vietnam might not have it so much. Especially China, Korea, Japan, big time. Some of it's in Arab, but they're a little bit more resilient. Here's why I say that. I was in Hong Kong, and there was this American pastor, and it's like a Chinese church in America, but this was an American church in Hong Kong. It's kind of the opposite. And the pastor was reading through that particular time. The God's talking about how Ishmael will become a wild donkey of a man. He says he will send him out, and he will be a wild donkey of a man. And people, you know, most scholars agree that Ishmael, Isaac's half older brother, they've quarreled. Abraham sent him out in the wilderness. God helped him and his mother Hagar. So God loved him. People believe that Ishmael became the father of the Arab tribes, the Arab nations today. And you know, Muslims believe he's a prophet and so forth. He had 13 sons, I believe. So Ishmael, he will be a wild donkey of a man, says the Bible. All right, now go search it on yourself. Wild donkey Ishmael. And this pastor spent 5 minutes apologizing for the Bible. I don't know why God says what he says. And I don't understand it, but I do not hate Arab people, and I did not mean to offend people. And I don't know why God says this, but 5 minutes of this, and I'm sitting listening. So, the hostel I was staying at happened to have a man who had told me that he was Arab from Lebanon. He was Lebanese. So I walked up to him, being my friendly, outgoing self, and I showed him this Bible verse. I said, look at this. And he read it. He said, and Ishmael will be a wild donkey of a man. Now, he knows who Ishmael is, and he knows who Abraham is. He said, I've never read that before. I said, you didn't know that? No, I never knew the Bible said that. And he had a gray beard the color of my hat that I'm wearing. Louis Philippe Gray. Look up King Louis Philippe, the umbrella king in France. He kind of irritated people because he tried to act like a common person, but he wasn't. And that kind of got irritating because all his friends were bankers. He'd walk around with his gray umbrella and his hat. King Louis Philippe of France. So I've got this Louis Philippe gray hat, and he had a Louis Philippe gray beard. And so this guy's seasoned and mature, but youthful. And he says, I didn't know that it said that. And I said, well, are you offended? He said, yes, it's offensive, but it's from God, so I can take it. And that was kind of too simple for this blabbermouth American, so I had to ask him again. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss something. I said, you never knew that you're Muslim and you guys talk about the Bible and you didn't know that was in it about you, you know? And he goes, no, I never knew that was in the Bible. I said, But you're not offended? Like, do you personally? I mean, it was the SJW question. I was asking him if we need to call the SJWs to help him, basically. And I said, you are not offended? He goes, yes, I'm offended. No, he didn't say yes. That's the thing. He wouldn't say I'm offended. He said, yes, it is offensive. He'd say, that's the only thing he'd say. Yes, it is offensive. I said, are you offended? He said, yes, it is offensive. But it is from God, so I can take it. And he was happy and walked along his way. And I asked him if he could try to help me get a copy of the Quran. And he tried, but it didn't work out in time before he left. And we were happy. Why in the world was that pastor wasting everyone's time apologizing for something that Muslims are not going to get all upset about? If you're going to apologize for a people group being offended, you need to go ask that people group first. how out of touch Sunday morning is. And this is the professional pastor. And if you don't have someone as qualified as him, then you're rogue and all that. So what, at what point does certification no longer matter? At what point, how much incompetence do we tolerate from people that are supposed to be certified for a good reason, supposedly? I don't know. I don't judge people by their certification, their sheepskins. I judge them by their fruit, because Jesus is my teacher and Jesus is my God. So anyhow, there's a little bit of offensibility in Arab cultures. They don't like being compared to a dog, because dogs are lowly. In America, a dog is awesome and a friend, you dog, you know, but Asia, or Middle East, they get a little offended by that in Arab cultures. Okay, all right. Lawrence of Arabia, he dealt with that problem. Lawrence of Arabia, great movie, great story. T.E. Lawrence. All right, I'm not talking about that offendability. I'm talking about Eastern shame. I'm talking about Chinese, Japanese, Korean. And it's a shame, and I'm going to talk about this in a series of Taiwan special episodes, the Eastern shame. See, I've come to a conclusion about it. And people write books on Eastern shame. It's the East Asian shame. People write books about it. People debate it. American-born Chinese have big problems with it. The young people in Hong Kong have conflicts about this thing with their parents. Young people in Taiwan have conflict about this with their parents, and the grandparents even more. And Americans and East Asians have problems with this. This is a thing. And I feel a need to put out there the caveat, because it's not already known, about the SJW disclosure. So, I know you don't want me to say that I'm not generalizing everybody, so I won't. You see what I did there? So, but this is a thing. It's a problem in business. It's a problem in religion. And it's a problem in any cultural exchange, in family, marriages, just all kinds. It's a problem. It's a known problem, and books are written about this subject of Eastern shame. And basically we've got grandiosity, which is I'm incapable of admitting that I could ever have anything wrong with me, so I'm going to pretend to be God. It's Jordan Peterson talks about this, I suppose. I've only listened to one of his videos, but it's an old, I've been saying it's for you. It's why, I'm sorry, I'm not all that fascinated with Jordan Peterson, because I already think everything that he says. So I love the guy. If he helps you explain stuff that I already figured out, more power to you. I'm a fan. But I don't sit and drink in everything he says, because I'm smart and thought about it on my own. I mean, he said some people know how to think, but thinking is difficult. I'm one of the people that knows how to think. But yes, thinking can be difficult. We need conversation and ideas. I don't know what to think unless I talk to people sooner or later. So, you know, everybody needs to talk to people. That was another thing Jordan Peterson talked about. Well, we all need to become better. Nobody's perfect. Anyone can become a criminal. Anyone has the potential, you know, given the right life circumstances. The Nazis were nice people. And given the right circumstances, we can do terrible, horrible things. And Eastern shame culture is incapable of understanding that. Eastern shame culture is incapable of saying, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I can't do and be everything. So I want to become better. I want you to tell me my flaws so that I can fix them. I want you to tell me where I can do better so I can become better. It's all about posturing and pretending to be the best and pretending to already have arrived at being the greatest without having to study to become better. They're incapable of that. And if you so much as want to talk to the boss, he could have an emotional meltdown because nobody tries to talk to God. You're supposed to act all afraid when the boss comes by in order to puff up his ego. Like I say, people have written articles about this. People have talked about this, and it's really a weird thing. And don't take my word for it. I'm going to be looking into this more with a buddy. I'm just going to call him Brandon for now. And I met him in Taiwan once, and Brandon was here, and he had the normal cultural clash with his family, but he pushed through it. He stood up, you know, they wanted him to come home and study like an Asian. Go to school, come home, study, go to sleep. Something like that. This is my summary. I'll let him speak for himself later. I'm going to try to get him as a guest on the Taiwan special because I'm looking at doing that here in a few months or a few weeks. So I want to get Americans to call me and ask questions, and I want to talk with other Americans who've been in Taiwan. I'm not blowing smoke. This guy, we were talking about Asian shame culture. We talked for 2 hours. I do believe it was yesterday. About what I'm seeing, what we're all seeing in the geopolitical sphere. This shame culture thing is a thing, and it's a real problem. And it's there's some shame culture in different places, and I'm specifically talking about the East Asian, Chinese, Korean, Japanese culture of shame. And I've come to some conclusions about this very real shame culture. And I'm going to get to that in the next Taiwan Special podcast.